The readings of this second Sunday of Lent was mostly dominated by two mountains, Mount Moriah and Mount Tabor, where Jesus was transfigured, and Mount Moriah, where Abraham's faith was tested. Abraham's faith was tested. Testing faith, what does that mean? Testing faith, our faith, the first thing is it reveals who we are when our faith is tested. Abraham, as you know, at an old age with his wife, they got a son, Isaac. And it was for the first time we listened the word love, because Abraham loved his son. So God knew very well this. So he wanted to test him. So he asked him to sacrifice his only son. Well, think for a moment what would, you know, in the mind of Abraham was going. Well, did I do anything wrong? What did I do? Did I break the law? Or I wasn't obedient to him? Why is God doing this to me? Asking me to sacrifice my son. But anyway, finally, he was so happy to do it for God's sake. He was obedient. They went up to the Mount Moriah. And God saw his faith. He said, "Don't lay your hand on this boy." And instead he gave him a lamb to sacrifice. His faith was tested, and he passed the test. So he revealed who he was to God. And we see also, you know, like people like Job. His faith was tested. You know, he lost everything, his families. He was a very wealthy man. He lost all his wealth. And Satan came and said, "Okay, now if you renounce God, if you don't believe in him, then I will return back all your wealth and your health." And Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I shall return." God has taken, and God will return back. Blessed be God forever. His faith was tested, and he passed. And the same with Moses in the wilderness. His faith was tested, because there was no water for the people of Israel to drink. And Moses was very desperate. And from where he could be able to bring water, you know, to quench their thirst. It was in the wilderness, you know, blistering heat. And his faith was tested, and God gave them water. Rain came. We can see so many examples like this. Like also these people, our faith will also be tested. And that test reveals who we are. There are times, you know, we don't even know how, which direction, you know, the test comes. It may come from the back, from the front, from the side. We don't know. And it can also come from people. Well, maybe the easiest example I could give you is that, you know, when there is disagreement, misunderstanding between husband and wife, and that is exactly where, you know, the test of faith is. The test of faith. You know, how you handle that misunderstanding, or if there is anything that went wrong, to find out slowly and steadily. You know, that test of faith goes back to the promise they have made when they were, you know, during the time of their wedding in the church. The promise they have made. And that is the test of their faith. So we will be tested in a different ways. The only thing is that to understand and to be aware that God is always with us when He tests us even. And the second is, you know, faith, it is a test. It also removes the impurities that we carry in our lives. When we are strong in our faith, then, you know, there are so many things that come our way, and we will be able to handle them. Because that strong faith removes all the iniquities, all the impurities from ourselves. Like in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, this, I will test them like silver, and also test them like gold. You know, goldsmith, when they purify the gold, they have to put them in the furnace several times. That is how, you know, this word, the karate, the first, the second, and the third, the 24th is the purest one. And that means it's gone several times in the furnace to purify it, to clean it. And that's the same way our faith is, you know, purified, and we become the children of God. Let us now, in this Lenten season, where we are experiencing the desert, it's not easy, you know, to give up so many things, especially to remind ourselves of this land. We have given up chocolates, we have given up pleasure, we have given up, you know, so many hours spending on our social medias. It is not easy. That is to remind ourselves that we are in the desert. This is a Lenten season, and our faith is also tested. So faith that cannot be tested cannot be also trusted. Faith that is tested also will bring the fruits of steadfastness. So when our faith is strong, so we are steadfast in our faith. When our faith is tested, then it will be trusted, you know, the outcome. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration to always think that where we are in our faith, especially in this time of Lent. As you have heard from the Gospel, the transfiguration. You know, from Mount Moriah, where the faith is tested, now Mount Tabor, where our faith is transfigured, became vigor and became strong and became vibrant. And that is what Jesus did. And that is also the virtue that Christ gives us after His resurrection, that is, He has already given us. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration that we may have always strong faith, that we may always trust in the Lord, obey Him, and practice virtues, especially in this time of Lent, to strengthen, to refine our faith. Also reading the Bible, Scripture, and listening also reflections from different to nurture our soul, our minds, that may contribute to the strengthening of our faith. Amen.